Botanical Pavilion by Kengo Kuma and Jeffrey Nees. World-renowned architect Kengo Kuma has collaborated with Melbourne artist Jeffrey Nees to respond to the philosophical nature of Korean artist Lee Ufan's painting Dialogue 2017. They have created an architectural installation that occupies an entire room, creating a sensorial walkway through which to approach and contemplate Ufan's painting. The structure is U-shaped and 3 meters tall at the highest point. It's made in the Japanese tradition of wooden architecture where pieces interlock and are held in place by tension. The exterior is formed of interlocking rows of wooden pieces, each with a straight stem and a rounded tip. The rows overlap, creating an effect like the skin of a scaled reptile or the structure of a protea flower. The lights overhead catch these pieces and throw an array of shadows from each, adding to the complex pattern of textures. Walking to the right from the entrance and following the structure, we reach a bench set between its two ends, facing Lee Ufan's painting Dialogue, which hangs on the wall. Each end of the structure is open with a shallow ramp for access and reveals an arcing tunnel we can walk inside. The interior surface of the structure is lined with hundreds of rectangular hand-finished wooden tiles, each about 8 centimeters wide and 40 centimeters tall. The wood for these tiles was collected from trees felled or removed over several years at Melbourne's Royal Botanic Gardens. Some of the trees used predate European colonization, while others signal the development over decades of the gardens, marking their role as a site of scientific research and botanical classification. The species of tree used for the lining are arranged by color rather than following any scientific taxonomy. Panels of dark, nutty brown are grouped together at one end, and the tones fade through warmer reddish tones, finishing with panels of paler, blonde timber. This approach offers a statement by the designers against the reductive nature of science during the colonial era, a mindset at odds with many indigenous cultural beliefs and knowledge systems.